It is 12:45 here on a Friday afternoon. One of our regular segments on Friday, because I had a couple of emails today saying, what happened to Louis? Louis B. Hobson, our weekend movie guy, very popular website, Louis B. Online. Louis B. is on vacation on another continent. And we have been in contact and email, but he's shutting her down. He's not doing any work right now. So when Louis gets back from holiday, well-rested and tanned, and then we're going to work his butt off. But one of the movies that opened this weekend is a different kind of thing. It's opening tonight. It's called Bucket List. This is the Jack Nicholson, Morgan Freeman movie. If you haven't seen the trailer, you haven't been anywhere near a TV. This thing is everywhere. The premise of the movie is these two guys find out their terminal. And they decide they want to get busy and do all the things they wish they'd done before they died. They kick the bucket list, so to speak. The bucket list is Nicholson and Freeman working through these things that they wished they'd done before. So I wanted to talk about the idea of a bucket list, because I got to tell you that in my own circle of friends, we've had this conversation now since this trailer came out. I've actually been asked, what's on your bucket list? Huh? Do we have to have a bucket list? I had no idea that we were getting to this. So we contacted a life coach, Caroline Adams Miller. CarolineMiller.com is the website. Because I read a little bit of what she had to say about the bucket list. She joins us on the phone lines now. How are you?
I am great.
Is this bucket list, is this as good an idea as I think it is?
Oh, it's a remarkable idea. And I think if your gut tells you that it makes you happier or more hopeful or even just excited about your future, then you too know it's a great idea. And it sounds like you already had that reaction.
Well, I had the reaction, but you know what? That bucket list thing comes to mind a little bit more now, because last year I turned 50. So you start to think about things like that a little bit more.
Well, you know, that was really a wake-up call for me. My own father died somewhat young, at the age of 69, which was about 11 years ago. And it was so interesting that one of my siblings and my mother, we were with him just after he died, and all three of us had the exact same first thought, which really struck me, and that was that he had never retraced Odysseus's voyage around the Greek islands, and we had always heard him talking about this, really my whole life. I have very vivid memories of my father saying, one day he was going to do this. And he never did it, and he certainly could have. He had the money, he had the time, he just always thought there would be another time in the future. And I do work with clients all over the world about not just having, you know, bucket list kinds of dreams, which are important, like going to Egypt for some people. Everyone's got a different set of dreams, but also short-term goals. I mean, short-term goals can be on your bucket list as well, and they're equally important. What really matters is that the things on your list are yours. They're not someone else's goals, which is why I have a little bit of an issue with all these books saying, you know, here are 1,000 things to do before you die or 100 places to go. These goals on your list have to be authentic, and they have to be things that come out of your psyche, not somebody else's.
Yeah, I had an author on of 100 places to see before you die, and Newfoundland wasn't on there. And I thought, well, that's one of the places I do want to go to.
Right, and because I got a master's degree in applied positive psychology at the University of Pennsylvania. I was in the first class they let in 2 years ago, and it was such an exciting degree, and I'll tell you why it matters. People who are happier or people who actually have that kind of optimistic can-do attitude, they do have these kinds of goals. And you can change your set point, and that's the exciting science of happiness and well-being. You can change your set point by actually having goals and dreams, and that's where authentic happiness comes from. But again, they have to be intrinsic. They can't be extrinsic, and they have to match your values. And a great place to see how to do this is a couple websites. One is a website I have with a Baylor professor, Dr. Michael Frisch, who wrote, you know, Quality of Life Therapy and Coaching, and we teach this together. And you can go take a free Happiness House test just at www.qoltc.com. And see what your values are and see what goals you have and see where you rank in the 16 areas of life and divide your goals up among those areas. My website, as you said, is just www.carolinemiller.com. You can download a free form and start filling out your goals. And then I have another fun website just called your100things.com where you can go and list your goals and other people cheer you on from around the world. But one of the things that you said in the intro was that people are asking you what's on your list and this kind of coming up. And the more people who know about your goals, the more likely you are to accomplish them. There's this accountability you get from actually voicing your goals and then letting other people help you achieve those goals. So it really takes a village to achieve your goals.
Well, yeah, well, you're absolutely right. Everything you say is very positive. But what do we? How do you get us to push us to that next step? I like the idea of a list. Years ago, I journaled. I used to journal a lot. I don't anymore. It's not probably a discipline I should get back to. But cleaning some stuff out in the house last summer, Caroline, I came across one of those journals, and I sat down and started to read it. My God, I was depressing.
Well,
everything I wrote was something negative that was happening in my life.
Well, there's wonderful, wonderful research on why journaling is actually a good intervention into your life. So even if it was depressing what you wrote about, the research is pretty clear that it probably helped you and it helped your immune system to actually do that. And I think that when you do write your goals down, you get some of the positive impact of actually journal writing as you write down your goals. So was your question, how do you actually start the list?
What do you do? Do you just take a piece of paper and say, see the pyramids? Do you just wrote to say, get married? I don't know.
Well, everyone's different in terms of where they start. For some people, it's their dreams are bursting. They just have never put them onto paper. So you can go to my website, carolinemiller.com, download a free form, and start writing them down, or enter them on your computer. Send them to me. I will post them on my website. Same thing at your100things.com. Go there and see what other people's dreams are if you really aren't sure. Some people are not clear about what they're hopeful about or what they want to do because at some point in their life they stopped having that kind of childlike enthusiasm for their lives. You know, when we're young, zest is in abundance.
Yes.
As we get older, zest is not in abundance, and there are ways to bring that zest back. Interestingly enough, some goals that are, you know, risk-taking goals have been found to actually raise people's well-being. So it has to be responsible risks, but I think that's why skydiving shows up on so many people's lists. So you have to get a little bit of guidance in how to create a good life list. And I have to tell you, I just signed a wonderful book contract with Dr. Michael Frisch from Baylor, and we have a huge book coming out, the first one on this topic, with scientific research, and it's going to be coming out next January from Sterling Publishing. So stay tuned for that, but
yeah,
we'll be telling you exactly how to do what we're talking about. How do you write a list that matters, and how do you actually go about accomplishing those goals, and then why does it matter to have this list? These are really good questions.
Yeah.
It matters a lot.
Yeah, put me on your list for that one, because I'll definitely want to read that, and then we can talk about that. But this particular movie, The Bucket List, I know it's Hollywood. I know it's fictional. I know it's Rob Reiner, and I'm supposed to laugh at it. But to me, from what I've seen, I haven't seen it yet. I'm guessing it's going to be very poignant. And it reminds me a little bit, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm out on a limb here. I think it may have or potentially could have the same impact to get people talking the same way Pay It Forward did.
I think you're right, because I think regardless of whether or not people feel like it's a plausible plot or anything else, I do think, and I'm seeing this in my own practice and all the interviews I'm doing, it does have people talking about why does it matter to have goals and dreams, and what is the quality of your own goals and dreams, and when will you actually go after them? Will it be now? Will it be tomorrow? Will it be next year? But you need to have some accountability, and you need to be able to break these goals down into very reasonable action steps, because if the goal is too vague, you won't achieve it. If you have no deadline, you won't achieve it. Goals have to be challenging and specific. And again, I'm just dipping right into research on this. They have to be challenging and specific. And the goals also have to match a value that you have. So, you know, this will get people talking about the process of goal setting. And my hope is that people who actually have the research under their belt, people like me or Dr. Frisch or some other people in the field, are the ones you'll consult to help you, because there are a lot of goal setting experts out there who have, I'm just going to say, a lot of anecdotes, but not necessarily research under them to show them how to actually make these goals and how do you make them happen.
You know, and here's a line, and I give full credit because I mentioned this line already once before on the show a few months ago to my youngest son, who's, you know, he's an adult now. But the line, my wife and I were sitting a couple of years ago, and we were doing this. We're doing, okay, what do we want to achieve this year? We're doing this, and we're putting pen to paper, sitting at the kitchen table over a cup of coffee. He came into the room and said, "What are you doing?" And my wife said, "We're writing down a list of goals." And he said, "Wouldn't you be better served achieving some?"
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, you say, son, this is the first step to achieving them. We concretize them and make ourselves accountable.
I know, but he had it right.
Well, that brings up an interesting point there. I asked my children what their life dreams were, their life goals were, and I'm embarrassed to say that even though this is my niche and my field of expertise, I had never even asked them what their long-term goals were. And I learned some new things about my children I didn't know and I hadn't known before. In fact, my son, my youngest one, when he did this list, he only had 5 things on his list, and his list is public on my website as well. And one of them was to attend an induction ceremony at the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh, very cool.
We had no idea. We had absolutely no idea that that was on his list. And yet, this year, because we asked him and because he told us, we are going to go to a Hall of Fame induction. So it's that kind of thing that you can learn about your children if you've never asked them that question. Here I am. It's my field, and I'd never thought to do it. So other people have told me they've done the same thing, and it's been a real eye-opener. And I'll tell you another reason why other people should know your goals. I had kind of a crazy goal, but it made sense to me, of being a mascot at a professional sports game. Why? Well, because I realized that everyone who went anywhere near a mascot smiled, and I wanted to have that impact on people. So my husband, since he knew about my goal, and it happens to be on my website, it's been there for years, he won an auction, and I got to be the University of Maryland mascot last month at a women's basketball game. So it's Testudo, and I have to tell you, it is some of the most fun I've ever had. If my husband hadn't known that that was my goal, he never would have gone online and won this auction. And it was probably the best gift I've ever been given because it was an experience that I'll never forget. It made me smile, but more important than that, it made a lot of other people smile too.
How can you be in a bad mood in a mascot's costume?
Well, it's hot.
Oh, it is? Yeah.
It's hot. But you know what? I high-fived every child I could find. I patted every bald spot I could find. And every tired, you know, sad-looking person who was at this game got a visit from me. So I spent an hour and a half in this Testudo outfit just making other people's days. I must have been in 100 Christmas cards this year, I've figured out.
You know, Caroline, maybe if you wore that costume during your practice when you're seeing your patients.
Well, I mostly work on the phone with people, but I have to tell you, I would probably smile. And the funny thing I told my husband later was all those pictures that I was smiling in, nobody could see me because I was a big furry turtle, but I was smiling under that costume.
Yeah, I have a friend who did that professionally. He was a mascot for a professional football team here in Canada. And one of the things he told me that was a benefit for him, besides the fact that he's a former gymnast and loved to get out there and really, you know, tumble and do that kind of thing on the football field, He lost a lot of weight because you're right, it was hot in there.
It's hot in there. But again, just getting back to the whole idea of what's on your list, I'll bet there's no book in the whole world out that lists that as a goal, and yet it was my goal. So people have to be careful about buying the books that tell them what they ought to do. They ought to sit down and get very quiet and think, okay, there's 16 areas of life that have been validated as contributing to well-being. Where do I stand in those areas, and how can I set goals short-term and long-term to put on my bucket list that will actually help me achieve a, you know, better quality of life? That's really what this is all about, and that's an important discussion.
Well, the webpage is carolinemiller.com. You can take the Quality of Life Index quiz yourself. You can download stuff. There's a lot you can learn to develop your own bucket list, because I just think that this potentially could really start something here. What a treat to get to meet you today. Thank you very much, and the sad part is now that I have your phone number, you'll never get rid of me.
Oh, what a great problem to have. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Caroline Adams Miller, who is Coach Caroline, a life coach. CarolineMiller.com is the webpage. This is 570 News.